You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
So I need to point out that we always ask for follow-ups for the issues that, you know, people write in, often on Facebook. And we'll share their little problem, and then people call in and vote and blah, blah, blah. And then we don't hear back. And we're like, hey, we got to know what happened. Now we got, like, it's a tsunami of responses. And I've picked three of them for this morning. The first one is from Brandy. Jeremy, let me recap what her letter was about back on July 23rd. She was talking about how it was a hard, now that places had opened back up for weddings again, it was a struggle finding a place that was convenient and wouldn't wreck their very small budget. And her story was that her fiance's friend offered to let them use their family's funeral home as a wedding venue.
I remember that. And everyone was kind of creeped out by that.
Yes.
But we're like, you know, it's already got the pews, you know, in some cases, and little areas to sit and mingle and dining
Brandy
area.
Brandy said it had a nice little chapel.
There you go.
Costs way less, blah, blah, blah. Are you ready for her follow-up?
What happened?
Dom and Jeremy, I'm so sorry I forgot to write back with an update, but here's the story. The wedding is this Saturday. We did decide to go with the chapel at the funeral home, and we kind of thought it would be cool to do it Halloween weekend. And a lot of people are very supportive of our reasons, size, cost, etc. But we've been shocked at the number of people who have told us they will not be coming. That includes some family members on both sides that we thought were cool, but they've each said they think it's tacky or inappropriate. One of my favorite aunts said she never thought she'd be disappointed in me, but that I'm, quote, not the same girl I thought I knew.
Oh.
This is a horrible idea and disrespectful on so many levels.
Okay, auntie.
Brandy writes, we're going ahead with everything. We're very excited about the big day and our life together. It's too bad that so many people have chosen something as petty as this to ruin our special day. But I love my boys. And she put, P.S. You're both invited if you can make it this Saturday.
No, it's too creepy. What? do you remember the outcome on this, or did you say already? Did listeners say that they would go through with it?
I do have the outcome. On July 23rd, three of our listeners said no. Two of them said yes.
Okay.
So they went against what the listeners said.
But you know what? Everything's so expensive right now. They did it. But then to have it on like Halloween weekend, that's a little much.
Why?
Now they're just kind of piling on.
Oh, I think it's cute.
Cute?
It's really cute.
It's just an extra dollop of creepy on top.
I'm going to be the guy that people hate for saying this again. Weddings are generally ridiculous. There, I said it. I'm talking about the ceremony thing and the $50,000 that people put into it.
I agree with that. That's just stupid.
It's just two people who are choosing to spend their lives together. Where and how they do it should be like the last thing on the list. You know, that should be, in terms of importance, that should be the least important. Where it's held, who's there. The most important thing is these two people coming together and agreeing, we love each other, we're going to spend our lives together, we're going to support each other, blah, blah, blah. Where they have it and the party that's thrown should be at the bottom of the list.
There you have it.
God.
Dom has spoken.
Talk about a shallow society. Well, if you're holding it in a chapel at a funeral home,
well,
I am disappointed in you.
It's littered with dead bodies everywhere. I mean, you don't want to. It's...
You're not going to see a single corpse at the wedding.
You don't know.
You won't.
You
see
don't know.
One.
There's
don't
rooms.
Prop them up.
You don't know. You don't know.
Anyways, I'll get back off my soapbox now. I'll get to letter number two, which is also about a wedding, by the way. In fact, all three of these today have some sort of tie-in with weddings. This one was Heidi. This was 5 days later. July 28th, she said she heard us talking about the funeral home one. Her thing, Jeremy, was the fiance, who she loves with all her heart, has this thing with hats, baseball caps, remember?
Yeah, he's hat guy.
And she says, we're getting married in August. It just now occurred to me to ask him if he planned on wearing a baseball cap at our wedding, and he said he, quote, damn sure was.
And I think majority of the people said that was fine. You could put a funny little saying on it. And
no, listeners voted 3-2.
Oh, really?
That it was not okay for him to wear a baseball cap at his wedding.
So they were wrong. Okay.
3-2. Are you ready for the follow-up?
Yeah, what happened?
What
happened?
Hey, what happened?
Heidi wrote back, "Boy, sorry it took me so long to get back with you. Well, the wedding was 2 months ago, and Cody did wear the bleeping baseball cap.
Well done, Cody.
But he only wore it before the wedding and about an hour into the reception, he put it back on.
Okay.
But for the 15 minutes of the ceremony and the first hour of our reception, and most importantly, for the pictures, he did not wear it.
Well done, Cody.
She says, so I guess we both got our way. And here's the really cool part. She goes, I wanted to tell you that everyone, she put that in all caps, everyone at the wedding heard your show that day. And it was this huge buzz before Cody walked down the aisle. You know, would he be wearing the hat or not? And when he showed up, the whole place started laughing and clapping.
Hey, he's a little celebrity.
So I want to thank you, my boys in the morning, for helping to make our special day very memorable and fun.
Well, you're very welcome.
Heidi.
It's just going to make Cody wear more hats to more places if he thinks he's a star now.
Right. Before I get to the third one, I think we might take a break, but let's take a call really quickly because Diana's right. been listening to what we've been talking about this morning. Hi, Diana. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I just had a comment about the lovely couple getting married at a funeral home.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
And in my opinion, a funeral is a celebration of that person's life. And a wedding is a celebration of their life beginning together. So I don't know why anyone thinks that.
I think at the time we went over that. But it is still a place associated with death. And there's also a lot of sadness involved. So it is a very sad place, in my opinion, too.
Well, isn't it nice then to imbue it with some happiness?
Yeah, I guess. But there's still a lingering sadness, you know?
Oh, well, come on. But not that day.
Not
I mean,
that
you
day.
Could say you could say the same thing. Like, all right, so what if somebody was going for a walk in the park and mm-hmm. they had a heart attack and they fell over and died? I mean, there's death now associated with it. So you're saying we can't go to the park anymore?
Well, no, because that's not a business that is their dealings is death. That's just out in nature. You can make that argument for anywhere.
If they were doing it in the morgue, that would be weird.
Oh,
they're doing
that's
it at a
even
chapel
cooler.
At a funeral home.
Yeah.
It's still a chapel.
Still
and
a chapel.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, it is.
Well, listen,
it's a beautiful moment.
They're doing it this Saturday, Diana. So
it's happening,
If you want to crash the party.
I think it's wonderful.
It sounds like they got some open seats if you want to go visit.
Yes, because the favorite aunt's not going to be there. Diana, thank you for that call. We called her Katie, and this is exactly 6 months ago. It was in mid to late April. She wrote in and said she's been in a relationship for a couple of years with this great guy. They moved in during the pandemic as a way to save money, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, since February, I've been pretty sure he's about to propose. And I was happy about that because he's a really good guy. And then she goes, well, out of nowhere, she happened to meet someone. She swore she wasn't trying to meet someone, but he's a friend of a friend of a friend. Now her head is spinning. Mm-hmm. He goes, I haven't even been on a date with this other guy, but we've talked a couple of times just as friends, and I can't stop thinking about him. One part of me is saying this is just the shiny new thing in my life. I shouldn't risk screwing up a good thing for someone I don't even really know. The other part is saying, you know, I'm having these feelings for a reason, and what if this new guy is the one? Blah, 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 blah. We called her Katie. We called her boyfriend Jack, and we called the new guy Dazzle. Those are the notes. And my notes, Jeremy, on her letter from April say that listeners were completely split over this. Half were saying, don't screw up a good thing. And the other half were saying, you got to follow your heart. If this new guy has turned your head, it's for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
50-50. Do you remember how you voted on this?
I don't at all. I do not recall.
I think I should have put a note down. I think I told her to go for it.
That seems like something you'd do.
I do have, you can see here, it's underlined three times. Need follow-up.
Yes.
Need follow-up. Need follow-up.
All right, and you have it.
6 months later, Dom and Jeremy, thank you for taking my five calls. Says it all about the dilemma I was in. I owed you an update, and here it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Katie, by the way. Even though my head told me that I should ignore this new guy and continue my relationship with my boyfriend, I guess the excitement was too much for me. Before my boyfriend could propose, and he told me later he definitely was during the summer, I told him the honest truth. I told him that my head had been turned and I didn't think it was right to lie to him or to myself.
Oh, wow.
And I just had to know. He was so hurt that it really did make me sick and I felt horrible. But I did go out with this other guy. Are you on pins and needles?
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
And although we hit it off great for the first couple of weeks, I quickly realized he had a lot of issues that were deal breakers for me. So I ended that.
Wow.
I waited almost a month before calling up my old boyfriend to apologize and see if he would be interested in trying again. And he said, no.
Oh.
He wished me good luck, but said I'd made a decision that I'd regret for the rest of my life. He might be right, but at the same time, I guess I just had to know. I'm sorry for how it ultimately turned out, but I'm not sorry that I took a chance. Thank you for talking about my situation and for always keeping me company every day. I love my boys in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
Katie,
back at ground zero, huh?
Jack is like, I'm not taking you back.
Yeah, why risk it again on his part, you know, just for this to happen again, possibly?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe this is, you know, hey, it's a lesson for people who are going through the same thing. Because didn't we just have a story the other day?
We did. It seems like it was it this week even?
Hold on.
It was the woman who met the guy who was, like, in the same building or something. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I was on Friday. The segment was, can you control who you fall in love with?
Right. Very similar.
Very similar.
And I think you told her to go for it. Right?
Let me see if I have those notes.
I don't remember. I think a majority of the people called in said go for it.
Yeah, here it is. She was the one who alienated two entire families. It was Sarah.
Yeah.
She says, I try telling my family, you can't control your heart. You can't control who you fall in love with. Sarah, if you're listening,
this is what could happen. You could end up with nobody.
You got to be prepared. Wow. I like that the new guy, Dazzle, in this got like two or three dates. And then she's like, I'm out.
Well, then Dazzle moved on.
Man, oh man.
All right. Well, thank you for the follow-ups.
We love that. If you want to send a note to us, the best way to do it is on Facebook. Just search Dom with an M, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You want to become friends with us on Facebook anyway. Jeremy posts a boatload of fun stuff.
Yeah, I do
every single day.
I have fun with our page. So if you're not following us, please do. Let's get those numbers up, all right?
Dom and Jeremy on the FB. And that's how you can send a message to us.